You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. Ooh, well, thanks for being with us today. This is such a crazy time for, well, the world. The Olympics have been postponed until July 2021, and now Broadway has been closed until at least June 7th. This means that all of the athletes who have been training so hard and most of their lives for the Olympics have to wait another year until they can compete. With Broadway, so many performers were set to make their Broadway debuts, something many have waited and trained for most of their lives to achieve, just like the Olympic athletes. I really hope that everyone who is going Broadway, off-Broadway, and the Olympics finally get their chances. On the other hand, for kids who are going to be cast in their big end-of-year shows in their schools, unfortunately, that chance may never happen. It has been so inspiring to see what Laura Benanti is doing with Sunshine Songs and what Jennifer Garner is doing with her Hey Jen, Look at Me. I've decided to add a new segment to the Early Night Show called
On with the Show.
This new segment is dedicated to everyone whose shows were canceled or postponed, and I will accompany you in your performances. To submit, email a video, up to 60 seconds long, of yourself singing a song of your canceled or postponed show to the Early Night Show Casting at gmail.com. Please make sure to include your name, social media handle, and your email address. This segment will begin on Monday's episode. Now, let's get on with today's show. I know it's a very difficult time, but one thing aside from singing to try to get through this is a smile. Didn't make you smile, my first guest certainly will. Fallon has been a fixture playing and singing around New York City for the past several years. She is an incredible talent, and I am so excited to have her on the Early Night Show. Hi, Fallon.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. How have you been impacted by the coronavirus?
Well, my school, as everyone's school, has been canceled, so I have been doing a lot of online school. My AP test is now online, but I've been taking this time to just kind of better myself and just focus on improving myself, and as well as writing new music, I've been spending so much time in this corner just writing songs on the piano. And I want to try learning the guitar because I want to try getting the bridge chords, you know? Yeah.
Has anything else that was positive happened as a result of staying home and playing music and that stuff?
Honestly, I've kind of been getting better at writing lyrics. I've just kind of been focusing. I don't know. I've just kind of been like honing in on that skill and playing around with different chords, and I've just been finding new melodies. But something that I'm actually going to be doing next week, my grandma's sister, she lives in an apartment complex with a lot of elders. So I'm going to be going once a week to Brooklyn to visit some of them who don't necessarily have immediate family or caretakers with them, because obviously elders are more at risk to getting this virus. And I'm going to be coming over once a week and kind of getting their groceries for them and getting whatever they need to just to help out, because I know this time is obviously very hard for everyone.
So great. Also, for today, what song would you like to sing and why are you choosing that song?
All right. I want to sing The Edge of Glory by Lady Gaga. Honestly, I picked it because I love Lady Gaga with all my heart, and I've never covered one of her songs, which is weird. And I thought it'd be kind of something different, something more upbeat, something more fun. And I know you'll be able to nail it on the piano because you are very talented, Josh. And I thought it would be like such a perfect combo for this.
Thank you. Well, I think that you're going to definitely nail the singing because you're incredible and super talented at the singing.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for having me. I'm very excited. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Of course, I'm so happy to have you here. I really, really love that song, and I'm ready to do it whenever you are.
Yes, let's do it.
Yes, here we go. Of glory, and I'm hanging on the moment with you. Thank you so much, Fallon. You can follow her on Instagram at Fallon Music. My next guest is not just a veteran in New York City, but in LA too. He was on Broadway for 2 years in Matilda, and then was in A Christmas Story Live on Fox, and in many other professional shows in New York City and in LA. He currently voices Boyd in one of my favorite Disney shows, Disney's DuckTales. Ooh.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Pretty good.
How have you been impacted by the coronavirus?
So it's been interesting because, as you probably know, schools are closed. So I have my spring break this week, but after this, we're probably starting up online learning. And it's super weird. It throws off your internal clock. It's kind of hard to, like, fall asleep. And there's nothing really to wake up to in the morning. It's weird. It's different than anything I've ever experienced before.
Mm-hmm. Once you get used to the online school stuff, it becomes a lot of fun because now you don't need to wake up at, like, insane hours at, like, 6 in the morning to go to school.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, my school actually, it is kind of online, so I go 3 days a week, which is optional. So they already have everything ready. They just need to set up, like, Zoom meetings and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
It's really cool. But has anything positive happened as a result of staying home and doing online stuff?
Yeah, totally. So I'm a surfer, so I was surfing a lot before all the beaches closed. But after that, I've just gotten a lot of time to practice singing, dancing. I recently kind of got into skateboarding outside, which is pretty fun. And you have a lot of time on your hands, so you can really get good at something that you wouldn't have had time to get good at before.
Yeah, I've been making sure I've been taking, like, now I have, like, more time to get done, to get more school done, and more school, and more cabarets, but then more school. Yeah. My school's already online. Today, and why did you choose it?
The song I'm singing, Secret of Happiness, about living in the now and being present, and that's the secret of happiness, is living in the now. And I think that's really applies to what's happening right now, because you kind of have to live in the now. And if you think about the future, it's just really going to make everything worse.
I love that message, and I really, really love the song. Well, I'm ready whenever you are.
Noah. If you want, you can follow him on Instagram at noahbear.official. If you are enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, Corona Cabaret. Thanks to all my wonderfully talented guests, Fallon at Fallon Music, and Noah Baird at noahbaird.official. Thank you so much for watching, and let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.